a nice one. I like that one.
That one and that one.
A typical morning in the Takrar household. Manoj and Sejal play with their four-year-old son Shiv in their northwest London home.
Which car do you want to buy then?
Days like this have become precious for the family. That's because 9 months ago, Shiv was diagnosed with Duchenne muscular dystrophy, a rare but fatal muscle-wasting disease that affects boys. Manoj is Shiv's father.
Really, on the outside, it looks everything looks normal, but inside, in Shiv's body, his muscles are wasting away slowly, slowly. And as he's getting older, and typically as your muscles, you know, start getting stronger as you get older, his muscles will actually start to plateau out, and that will obviously affect his mobility. It'll affect his walking, and because the whole body is made up of a number of muscles, including, you know, your lungs, your respiratory, and your heart, and it's really the heart muscle that's the killer.
Life expectancy for boys diagnosed with the condition is just 25 years. Shiv's mother, Sejal, says it's turned their lives upside down.
The world is not the same as it was a few months ago. It will kill. It is 100% fatal. You know, there are no good stories with Duchenne muscular dystrophy. Life expectancy is 20s to mid-20s, and that's it. And the quality of life, I mean, that you know, he will need a ventilator. To help him breathe. He will need 24-hour care because he will no longer be able to use his arms as well as his legs, so he will just be paralysed.
While there's currently no cure for Shiv and other boys with his type of muscular dystrophy, drugs that could drastically slow down the disease are tied up in clinical trials. So Manoj and Sejal have joined forces with charities to call for more funding and faster and more affordable access to drugs.
There's not many drug companies that are doing clinical trials and in research for this condition. It's not just a battle to get these drugs available to us in terms of clinical trials, but it's also funding. You know, typically these drugs that can be available will cost, you know, in the region of £100,000 to £150,000 a year. That's not something that's typically affordable. So, you know, we need the NHS to be able to help us to ring fence some funding for this condition. So when drugs do become available, that we're able to get access, you know, access to them.
NHS England says it's responding to the calls by consulting with the public about funding priorities for new services and treatments from this week. Meanwhile, Manoj and Sejal have launched a website called Smile with Shiv, which they hope will help spread the message in the Asian community. Nick Bungay from the Muscular Dystrophy Campaign says such initiatives are much needed.
The Muscular Dystrophy Campaign has often had calls from families from Asian backgrounds that have had difficulty accessing support. They've explained to us sometimes that a stigma is sometimes attached to disability. Sometimes families have described to us stories about difficulties explaining to the wider family network the nature of the condition.
Manoj and Sejal hope that sharing their experience through their website will not only raise awareness, but also help them cope with the challenging journey ahead.